Now, we were talking about Dublin comedians, and just by coincidence, we happen to have one in the roadcaster. Jason Bourne, good afternoon.
How are you?
Good.
Am I staying on this mic or I go over
there?
Yeah,
stay on that mic. Stay on that mic.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever get one of those days?
It would look, it's not RTE's fault, it's the heat. Do you know what I mean? The electronics couldn't take it. It was like this broadcaster's used to freezing cold. That's what happened.
You're right. How are you?
I'm good, yeah.
You're dressed like a man who's going to run.
I am going to run, yeah. I was always a runner though, right? That's what I always was. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what? Eamon Coughlin came to our school.
Did he?
Yeah, when I was a kid. Yeah. And that's when I went, I'm going to be a professional runner. And I was only like, 11 or 10 or 11 when he came.
Inspired you.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Yeah, I always go, like, I say to people when we're warming up before the runs, I go, like, there's a few real
warming runners. Up? Are you joking?
Yeah, no, there's
nobody warm. Has to warm up today. We're already going to be melting. I'm a runner. I've run for years. Don't be warming up today. You're going to have no energy.
I should have said stretching.
I don't even bother stretching. Like, you're already, I mean, that's warm up your insides, isn't it? And all your ligaments and all.
But I would say to them, like, you know the real runners because they wear singlets.
Oh
yeah, you're wearing a singlet.
Well, you see, first of all, the only problem about today now, which I'm going to worry, is the heat. You know what I mean? So I love a bit of people who run will tell you that they like cloud cover and rain.
Yes.
Even your son Tom in there, he said it's pretty. It's not raining. Do you know what I mean? And I went, what the weather? He goes, no, I run much better in the rain. That's the Irish. It's a bit like Shane Lowry. He plays much better in the rain. Plays great golf in the rain.
Well, I'm delighted to see that you're running with us.
Yeah. No, it's great for my head now because I'm so tired. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm knackered because this is the worst time of the year for us because we have to write a new show now.
Yes. And were you down in Kilkenny? Kenny, I know you're doing Ivy Gardens.
Yeah.
So it's busy, but you still have to write a new show.
We've got to do a new show now for Edinburgh, which is going to be start the whole month of August, and then it'll run into a British tour and the Irish tour, but it has to be brand new.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. So I need stuff like this now.
Oh, I see.
So the mood I'm in right now, it's not great, right? I'm okay.
Right.
You know when people come in here and you go, how are you?
Yeah.
And they all pretend they're great, right? But they're not, right? But they're all going, yeah, I'm great, Ray. Well, they're not right. So this.
You need
literally,
a run.
I finish this, I'll be so happy. It literally is my drug.
Yeah.
I don't need any other drugs or drink or nothing. I'll run this now and I'll just be the best.
Do you write in your head when you're running?
Oh, I would, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, comedians are always doing that. Like, I was even having dinner last night with mates of mine and I was like, listening to what they were saying and going, I might put that into the show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, listening to things that's going on, like, you know, even like, what was it? Was the thing about phrase my dad used to say was that, I got this guy building me props, right? He's a brilliant guy. He's the prop shop now. Don't give him a shout out. He's great, right? And the girl who's working there, I never met her, but she did the Irish thing. First thing I met her, she went, I never thought you were funny. Right? Straight in. And I went, what? And she goes, yeah, but then I went to see you and you're brilliant. You're brilliant. The same tone. Right? And I went, oh, thanks very much. And that reminded me of a thing my dad always said. My dad always said, don't tell people stuff they don't need to know. So I didn't need to know the first half of that sentence. She could have just went straight into me and gone, I seen you in Vicar Street, you were brilliant. But no, they always tell me. They go, or they go, I know, I didn't know who you were. Yeah. And then me ma told me, and actually I do. You're actually all right. Yeah, you're all right. You know?
Well, that's in case you get notions about yourself.
Oh, you
Jason.
Can't be having notions here. Yeah. The hardest crowd to gig for in the world is the Irish. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're already funny. And they're all sitting there going, oh, good job, I could do that.
Yeah, but I'm in awe of comedians because it is, people are sitting back going, go on, make me laugh. And that's the most difficult thing in the world.
Well, that's in Ireland.
All right.
Go on and make me laugh, right?
Yeah.
But the British, they know it's your job. And they go, I would never try this. And then the British just laugh.
They
laugh away going, well done, what a job. I'll go back to being an accountant now. But in Ireland, we're the best comedians ever.
Jimmy's funnier than him.
Yeah, but in fairness, they are funny. Do you know what I mean? Yes, I went away to Hamburg with my mates, my old mates now, not comic mates, and I barely didn't say anything.
Right.
They're like going, you're not even funny. Now, the thing is though, Ray, my mates, right, could never be on live radio, never be recorded.
Yes.
Yeah. Never mind. I can't, because they say to me, why don't you do that on stage? Because I'll never work again.
Yeah.
So I can't.
So you held the record, Jason, for the most tickets sold at Edinburgh. Does that still stand?
Yeah.
Does it?
But it's just because I won't leave. I'm 30 years next year doing stand-up.
Right.
Like, I was in Dolan's Warehouse doing a gig, right, in Limerick, right? And Mick Dolan says to me, oh, will you come to our 30th anniversary tomorrow, right? This is a couple of months ago. Yeah. And I went, 30 years? And he went, yeah, I'm pretty sure you were on around that time. And I went, oh my God, was I?
30 years, that's
yeah,
a long
30
time,
years
isn't
of
it?
Yeah. So it's not good. Do you know what's not good for your head? 30 years of trying to make people laugh. It's not good for your head.
But you see, hold on. Can I rephrase that?
Oh, here we go.
No.
Go on, Ray. Go on, then.
No, it's not. You weren't attempting to make people laugh. You were making people laugh.
Oh, thank you, Ray.
Because I have been at a lot of your gigs, and you're the funniest. And the brilliant thing about you, Jason Bourne, is that you might have write a new show or whatever, but I know that the majority of times I've seen you, you've used very little of it. Because
yeah, kind of. I have it all organised, but it can go in and out, you know. Like, I mean, I'm going to Edinburgh now, right, and the Scottish audience, now they are very like the Irish. They're just as vocal. And I asked the guy from London, I said, what do you do? And he said, I manage buildings. And a Scottish woman at the back went, he's a Janny. And I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
I mean, what's a Janny? And she went, it's a Janny. And then this other woman stood up. Over here, 800 people in this room.
Right.
And she went, it's janitor, Jason. She's trying to say janitor. And I said, who are you? And the woman goes, I'm a Protestant. And she just sat down. The whole room just crying. So they do it themselves.
Yeah,
they make me laugh as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm going, oh my God, that's class.
Is it? We were talking to Niall. Did you hear Niall?
Earlier on.
Yeah, so he got the
I
two.
I met him.
He got the two stents in. Did you compare war stories? No.
Well, I heard you, first of all, a while back talking to Paul Whitehouse.
Yes.
So sorry, I was in the car and I couldn't obviously ring you because you were working and I was driving. And there's Paul. I'd only been with Paul a week before that in Blackpool when he was doing Only Fools and Horses.
And then suddenly I thought, oh no, I'm telling tales here. I'm talking about somebody and they're not here and all that sort
of
thing.
Paul thought that was hilarious though. Yeah, he goes, do you know, Jason? Yeah, you know we have stents. You're like a little L one. And Paul's going, oh yeah, thanks for telling us that, Ray. But yeah, so well, I have the six stents. What's he got too, Niall?
Yeah. And imagine just Paul Whitehouse. Is there a club or something?
No, there's no stent club. I mean, how miserably boring would that be, Ray? Let's all hang out and talk about our stents. But no, it's
but on a serious note, and we were talking to Niall about it because one of the main people that introduced me to the psychology of it was you.
Yeah,
and it makes complete sense that if you have a major incident. Yeah. That it messes with your head as well as your body.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Yeah.
And you had a counsellor, you had somebody to guide you back to...
Oh, yeah, we went to cardio rehab.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people don't do, but you should go back. And it was five of us in there. And I thought I was going to arrive in, it was all Alphas on Zimmer frames.
Yeah.
They're all my age. And then in our 40s. And we were all looking at each other going, what? And then one of the fellas, I was gassed, right? He was brilliant. One of the lads, the older lad's name, there was one guy, he was about late 50s, and he said that when he had a heart attack, you know, what saved his life was he leaned out the window to get loads of fresh air. And he says that, because it's not true. That's not what happens. You know what I mean? But Alphas, they always have those stories.
Yeah.
I went, what do you mean? And he said this, he went, well, what I did was I was leaning on the window frame and they said that opened the artery. Like, that's just, no.
No, it didn't happen.
If you have a heart attack, do not lean on a window frame. Right, when he was waiting for the ambulance man said, if you didn't lean on that window frame, you'd be a goner. I mean, there's a thing called a rib cage that's in the way of all that. So
he believed it.
He believed it, and if it works. But the good thing about the heart thing was that when it happened to me, and then I went back to the doctors, and they said, look, Jason, the good thing about this now is that we know what's wrong with you, so we can keep an eye on you for the rest of your life.
Yes, and of course, you've slowed down, and you do less gigs, and you don't jump around the stage as much.
Yeah.
No, you don't do any of that.
Well, I don't. Well, I still have to gig. Yeah. But no, it's because I'm 53 and more miserable.
Right.
It's nothing to do with my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't be jumping around as much.
Yeah.
Because I look back at myself jumping around loads going, oh, that's a bit annoying. I think I'll slow it down. I've only taken it down to third gear from fifth gear.
So but your fifth gear was like a lot of people's.
Yeah. But the thing is about the heart, though, is that my doctor, this is always my favourite line from the doctor when I said, because I was in the bed after getting the stents, and I looked at him and I went, I literally said this about, will I gig again? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he went, what? He says, when can I ever gig again? He went, I didn't make you worse. I made you better, Jason.
Yes.
I put stents in you. And what they say is you should exercise when you get heart surgery.
And that's what you're doing today, Roman Ray. And you're in the Ivy Gardens. Doing the Ivy Gardens. Yes, I'm going to.
Yeah, but the other one I have here, I'll do it real quick.
Yeah, you do it right.
I mean, the third in Cabinets in Port Leash, the fifth in the Abbey Tavern, the sixth in the Spirit Store, the 11th in Skull in the Harbour, and it's on jasonbourne.ie.
jasonbourne.ie, and you're part of the comedy fest in the Ivy Gardens.
Yeah, that's that. I'm doing that as well, but that's already sold out anyway.
Yeah, probably. Jason, we'll see you at the start line.
Oh my God, Ray's so excited.
Yeah, all right. Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.